For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we have arrived at that odd moment of the summer where there's lots of theatrical activity, but the public can't see it yet. Everybody is in rehearsal. But if we cross the bridge and go into Ontario, the Shaw Festival is roaring, Stratford is roaring, and in fact, quite excited. Rare opportunity to see George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman, including Don Juan in Hell. So I hope to be able to talk to you about that very, very soon.
And I guess they're pulling out all the stops. They're putting it on the big stage, the Festival Theatre, presumably because there are very few opportunities. And it's long. I guess it starts at 11 a.m. each time.
You get a little picnic in between, yeah. If you're seeing both parts, we may be telling people about something to which there are no tickets left. I don't know. I was under the impression they expected them to go quickly. And you've beat me to the punch by getting up to see the Cyrano de Bergerac before I have, but another big theatrical gesture, the kind that those wonderful festivals like Shaw, like Stratford, can do that's very difficult to do up to that standard anywhere else. So,
well, the sets are fabulous. They look like a Renaissance paintings. They're just
okay,
exquisite.
This gives me pause. You started with the sets and not with Cyrano?
Well, of course.
How is he?
I'm building up to that. Well, it's the fabulous Tom Rooney, who I've seen at Stratford, and there's this wonderful pipeline now going between Shaw and Stratford. Kate Hennig, who is writing plays that are up at Stratford, is also the assistant artistic director at the Shaw, and it's her translation of Cyrano. So there's Kate Hennig and Tom Rooney. He is wonderful. It doesn't feel modern, but it's very understandable and very, very funny.
I have vivid memories of Heath Lambert's, the late Heath Lambert's, playing Cyrano. And he, too, was called the great Cyrano of his generation. But interestingly, the most famous Cyrano I ever interacted with, did not see him play the role except in the movies. I once had a picnic lunch with José Ferrer.
Really? José Ferrer?
Yes, in the woods at the Berkshires when he was playing Jean-Paul Sartre up there. And I sat talking with the great José Ferrer, definitive Cyrano of his generation, and I asked him why, after the many, many actors who had played the role, he was still hailed as the definitive, the gold standard. And I thought his answer was very elegant. He said, "Because I am Hispanic and I understand chivalry and manners." Very, very dear answer. And when I asked him who he thought was the best of the up-and-coming leading men, and this is several years ago. But again, the answer was just marvelous. He evoked another Puerto Rican. He said, "Raul Julia." And I love that he said Julia. Charming answer.
And a chivalrous answer
as well. Yeah. And he talked very frankly about, you know, many aspects. There was only one thing I was told I was not allowed to ask him about.
His nose?
Rosemary Clooney.
Oh.
And I did not. We managed to fill the time just talking about his theatrical career.
Hey, speaking of famous interviews, after Hal Prince died, we didn't have enough time, but you actually met Hal Prince, right? You had a long conversation with him.
I spent an hour and a half with him in his hotel room in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I did.
Okay.
I was right. I know.
That sounds like the title of a play.
It does. I was a writer for Theater Week magazine in New York, and I'd frequently get very high-profile interviews because I was not in New York City, where someone like Hal Prince would talk to Time magazine, Newsweek magazine, the New York Times. But I frequently would pick up interviews like that, and then in that instance, too, I was told not to ask him about his, at that point, very recent string of flops. But he seemed to enjoy the conversation and began to bring up these shows himself and then told me, "Ask whatever you want." So I went, "Okay, let's talk. Merrily we roll along. Let's talk." But he spoke about these shows and I got a fabulous article which ran on the cover of the magazine. And you know, that happened with some frequency. Yeah, it's interesting. Theater people tend to be more available than people in some of the other performing arts.
Movies, for example?
Movies, for example, yeah, where, and maybe it's the degree of fame. When you're Barbara Streisand, I think it can be impossible to even, not that she does, I don't know, maybe she does her own grocery shopping, but if she does, it would be very difficult to get through the store. You know, I remember seeing, you know, looking up in the New York City subway and seeing Lynn Redgrave in the seat next to me, just going home from work, a whole different universe. And I think, too, that in the theater, you know, I think of Buffalo as having stars. We both saw Charmaine Shee's show, or you're going to go see it, and she's kind of a local star for people who go to the theater frequently. But I think that's one of the pleasures, too, of the Shaw and Stratford festivals. Actors you see frequently who become very familiar, whose careers you kind of follow, these people take on a very special status, and it's one of the great pleasures of the live theater.
So Charmaine at the musical fair, bawdy as ever?
This is adult entertainment.
Okay. Say no more.
Right, right, right. Sort of the Belle Barth motto. If I embarrass you, tell your friends. Right, up at Musical Fair.
So we're telling our friends.
We're telling our friends. For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.